This week's episode of 11 Point Collar has been brought to you by Grouchy News Network. All grouchy, all disgusting, all yucky news, all the time. And weirdos like you. Thank you. It's 11 Point Collar, hosted by J.D. Frog Scout Hansel. It's trivia time. Kermit the Frog is well known for wearing a trench coat and hat and delivering the news on Sesame Street. He has interviewed musicians, scientists, fairy tale characters, and many more. Here is the question. Which of the following never was interviewed by reporter Kermit? A. The Three Bears, B. The Pied Piper, C. Christopher Columbus, or D. Little Bo Peep? The correct answer was A, The Three Bears. Sesame Street News Flash segments will be featured in the closing clips. Studies in Hansel History. Today's topic, Fox News. For some reason, the Muppets and Fox News just don't seem to get along. The first example of this is probably an episode of Sesame Street from 2007. In said episode, Oscar the Grouch was the reporter for GNN. While GNN is a parody of CNN, this episode also referenced a network called Pox News. That's P-O-X.
This is GNN.
Well, it's about time you tuned in. I'm Oscar the Grouch, and this is GNN, the Grouch News Network. All grouchy, all disgusting, all yucky news, all the time.
Oh, no, not again.
Yes, sir. Oh. Did you see that? Sleeping Beauty fell asleep. Right in the middle of the game. I guess your checker game is ruined, Prince. How does that make you feel?
Frustrated. Every time we try to play checkers, Sleeping Beauty falls asleep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Did you hear that, Grouches? Prince Charming is frustrated. Yes, and it's not as if he can just kiss her and wake her up like he does in the Sleeping Beauty story.
Kiss her? Wake her up? Now, why didn't I think of that?
What?
Come, dear.
No.
Did I fall asleep again?
Yes, my little sleepy weepums. But then this nice reporter suggested I kiss you and wake you up.
Oh, thank you, nice reporter. Oh, how I love the paparazzi. Wow. Oh, you dear thing.
No. Oh, yes, thank you. You dear person. You are nice and loud. Thank you.
Yeah, I know what you're gonna say.
Hugging and kissing? That is it. I am changing the channel. From now on, I am watching Fox News. Now there's a trashy news show.
Bill O'Reilly discussed this spoof of Fox in 2009.
Back in the book segment tonight, as we reported, Sesame Street has mocked Fox News, calling us Pox News. So now I have to get involved.
Yeah, I know what you're gonna say.
From now on, I am watching Fox News. Now there's a trashy news show.
So, Sherry, I'm gonna have to take care of this Oscar the Grouch. I'm gonna have to take care of him. I didn't want to do it, but Fox News, it's outrageous.
Oh, Bill, you have to understand, we do parodies on Sesame Street, but they're done for a reason. I mean, the most important thing to know is that Sesame Street is written on two levels. There is the educational curriculum for the children.
If this cookie just a little bit stale. This heart is rock.
That's because the moon is made out of rock.
And right. Then there are the parodies to engage the adults.
Mad! We're madmen!
I took Oscar personally.
But first of all, understand why. Because we know that the learning is deeper for a child when a parent or caregiver is watching with them. So it's the trademark of Sesame Street to have the humor, to have the celebrities, so that there's a reason for the mom or dad to tune in. Mm-hmm. Because then the learning is even deeper.
Donald Grump happens to have the most trash of any grouch in the world.
Yeah. Oscar the Grouch is a contrarian. I mean, he likes...
But I hate those guys, those contrarians.
I can imagine. I know, they're so annoying. But even that, there's a method to our madness. The reason you have an Oscar the Grouch is because it's a way to teach children that they can... still be friends with people who have very different worldviews than them.
Actually, so I should forgive Oscar, is what you're telling me.
Absolutely.
Because I was going after him.
I know
you were.
We were
going to ambush
him. I know. That's why I'm here. And if you looked at that whole parody,
yeah.
Oscar, the highest praise is being trashy. The throwaway to say you should watch Fox News, it was all about the Grouch News Network.
So he was actually praising Fox News.
Grungella was saying you should watch Fox News instead. That's a trashy channel.
Excellent. I understand that Sesame Street not only is going to praise us, but we're going to incorporate a character? What do we have here?
Well, we've had a long line of esteemed anchors on Grouch News Network. Walter Cranky has been there, Dan Rather Not. So I brought with me one of our anchors, Spill O'Reilly.
Spill O'Reilly.
How you doing there, Bill?
Whoa.
You know, Bill,
yeah.
I got an answer for everybody that's upset about this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
You mind if I take the camera?
Go ahead.
Where's my camera?
Right here.
Where am I?
Right over here.
Come here. Come close. Okay. Now this is my show, okay? Welcome to the No Spew Zone. I'm Spill O'Reilly. Now, lately, I know there's been some controversy over grouches on Sesame Street making fun of Fox News, and I want you to know, as a proud, dirty sock-waving grouch, I can tell you this. We grouches are totally unbiased. We are fair and balanced, completely nonpartisan. Because you want to know the truth about us grouches? This is it. We can't stand anybody!
What?
You all drive us crazy! So what I gotta say to everyone from every political persuasion in the nation is this. Scram! Get out of here! Oh, and remember, buy my new book, A Stinky Rotten Pile of Grouchiness. It's out now, so buy it or don't. What do I care?
Now, you're a little aggressive there.
Well, what do you mean?
You're like kind of in people's faces.
You think I'm in... Are you saying I'm in your face right now?
A little bit.
Are you saying I'm right in your face?
Yeah. You know who you remind me of?
No.
Barney Frank.
Who's that? Is that a member of the Flintstones? Who is that?
All right, Spill, we're very flattered. You need a new tie and jacket, but okay with me.
I need a new stylist. Can I borrow yours, Bill?
Absolutely.
I stained myself.
By the way, Sesame Street celebrating 40 years on the air, so congratulations to them. It is a very worthy enterprise.
More recently, on Follow the Money, December 2011, Eric Bolling accused the Muppets of being communists.
Welcome back to Follow the Money. The Muppets are back and being terrorized by an evil oil executive in their new movie. Liberal Hollywood depicting a successful businessman as evil. That's not new. Joining me now, Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center. Dan, let's point this out. This oil Muppet, evil man that he is called Tex Richman. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's amazing how far the left will go just to stoop to, you know, manipulate your kids to convince them, give the anti-corporate message. I mean, this is a Muppet movie, for goodness sakes. The only thing green that should be up on that screen should be Kermit the Frog.
And so what's actually going on here? I mean, I'll put it out there. Is liberal Hollywood using class warfare to kind of brainwash our kids?
Yeah, absolutely. And they've been doing it for decades. I mean, Hollywood, the left, the media, they hate the oil industry. They hate corporate America. And so you'll see all these movies attacking it, whether it's Cars 2, which was another kid's movie, the George Clooney movie, Syriana, There Will Be Blood, all these movies attacking the oil industry, none of them, you know, reminding people that what oil means for most people, which is fuel to, you know, light a hospital or heat your home or maybe fuel an ambulance to get you to the hospital if you need that. And they don't want to tell that story.
Dan, is there any Occupy Wall Street Muppets?
There should be. I mean, this is what they're teaching our kids. This is, you wonder why we've got a bunch of Occupy Wall Street people walking around all around the country, they've been indoctrinated literally for years by this kind of stuff, whether it was, you know, Captain Planet or Nickelodeon's Big Green Help or, you know, The Day After Tomorrow, the, you know, the Al Gore influenced movie. All of that is what they're teaching, is that corporations are bad, oil industry is bad. And ultimately, what they're telling our kids is what they told you in the movie The Matrix,
right?
That mankind is a virus on poor old Mother Earth.
All right, Dan, I'm sorry, we ran out of time. I'd love to bring the story up again. But I remember when I was a little kid, we were poor. We were dead broke, in fact. And my parents would see someone wealthy driving by and be like, see that guy? He started a business. He worked hard. You can be like that someday. Not pointing the finger at Tex rich man and saying he's a bad guy. Dan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Eric.
All right, Carolyn Heldman is back along with one of my fantastic co-hosts on The Five, Andrea Tanteros. By the way, Andrea, the only good number on Sesame Street is clearly five.
Yes.
What's going on here?
Well, it is. It's brainwashing in the most obvious form, right? I just wish liberals could leave little kids alone. Why does there have to be some kind of political message? I thought Sesame Street was supposed to be sharing and being nice to people. But over the years, they've gotten more liberal. I mean, just a couple months ago, we talked about this on The Five. Remember they had the hungry Muppet, mm-hmm. the starving Muppet? Mm-hmm. Well, you look out
the
there, we've
Muppet,
got Medicaid. Yeah. There's a record number of people on food stamps. We have SCHIP. We have WIC. There's all these programs out there to take care of hungry kids. Why would that Muppet be starving?
Yeah, Dr. Heldman, maybe they should have the hungry Muppets, the food stamp Muppets, and have the evil person being the Obama administration or Obama. After all, under Obama, food stamp usage has gone up 40%.
Well, Eric, I'm going to say it's pretty Orwellian to blame that on President Obama, considering that he's in support of programs to help people who are suffering. And yes, we have seen poverty rates go up despite these programs.
Doc, I said under Obama, the economy has gotten so bad that 40% more people, Americans, have had to use food stamps than prior to Obama.
Right. Right, and I'm bringing up that you seem to be insinuating or blaming President Obama for that when Wall Street and the liquidity crisis caused our economic recession. And I think it's a shame, you know, you call it brainwashing, but I call this education. It's a shame they couldn't have put up, you know, a financial services sector tycoon who caused this problem in the first place. But I guess, you know, you'll settle for oil tycoons
who are
experiencing historic
Andrea,
profits and Andrea, killed 11 people with Deepwater Horizon.
Hold on, why do the kids have to be exposed to this?
I know, because liberals don't care. They want to get them at the youngest age. Remember, we've heard this before. You've got to indoctrinate the children at a young age. How about
no,
if you want to make it fair,
I'm
Professor?
Sorry, Andrea,
if you want to make it fair, why not have a Barney Frank Muppet? Although Barney Frank looks like a Muppet anyway, so that wouldn't even be much of a stretch. Look, I think green energy, great. We should have an all of the above message. That would be fair if they wanted to do that. But whatever happened to be, why, Eric? Tell me. Why being rich is such a bad thing? Why being successful is such a bad thing? Tex Richmond, the Muppet's name is. That's the American dream, is to work hard and be successful. That would be a better story to teach our kids. And the reality is, there is, as you know better than anybody, no competitive source on the market besides crude at this point.
All right,
there isn't.
Go ahead, Doc. Not the crude oil combo. I want to know why rich has to be evil. Why is rich bad all of a sudden in today's society? And why are we teaching that to our kids? Is it? Is being profitable and successful bad?
It's not the profit and the success, it's the way in which you get there. And when Deepwater Horizon kills 11 people, and you have BP making now historic profits, and you see a sector that is price gouging during an economic recession, I think it is perfectly fine to educate children and say that's pretty villainous.
Why
is
drilling
that
for
as a
oil
as
a criminal thing? Why is that such a bad thing, drilling natural resources?
Criminal. No one's claiming that's criminal. What I'm claiming is criminal is when you are in an economic recession and you have to make a decision between paying over $4 at the pump.
But these kids aren't making these decisions, Professor. These are children.
So
why not wait till they get older and teach them important lessons like working hard instead of coveting what other people have?
Andrea. Marketers have access to children. In fact, McDonald's has about 7 different ways in which children pressure their parents. If marketers have access to our children, why shouldn't we be telling them about the truth of the corporation?
Because in one hand, you're talking about a Happy Meal with a toy, and the other hand, you're talking about a huge ideological sea change in what we're teaching
them.
Class warfare. We're teaching our kids class warfare. Where are we? Communist China?
The 7 deadly sins
is what
we're teaching them. What about sloth? What about lust? What about all those other things?
Sloth.
It's not just Sloth. Greed. That's
a character in one of those other movies, isn't
that's
it?
A good point, Andrea. That's a great point.
We have to leave it there, Andrea. Thank you so much. Yeah. Carolyn's going
to
stick.
He seemed to forget that Sesame Street is not owned by Muppet Studio. Later in the same month, Bowling apologized for what he had said.
Eric's got something to say here.
Okay, so apparently I said some things that offended little Kermit and Miss Piggy the last few days. And I apologize. I didn't mean to say anything that offended you guys. I called them anti-capitalists because of the movie and the rich oil guy was portrayed as bad. I just want to say, listen, Froggy, what's his name?
Kermit.
Miss Piggy, if you want to debate this anytime, I'm all for it. So let's bring it. Let's have maybe, I don't know, Donald Trump moderate a debate. What do you say, Kermit?
That's it for the five guys. Yeah. Eric's going to take us out of here. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow. Somebody you can
debate with. That's when we thought it was over. But it wasn't.
It's suitable for kids. It's suitable for parents. Great. But I've got to ask you how you felt when, I think it was Eric Bolling from Fox News, said it was pushing a dangerous liberal agenda and trying to brainwash children.
Yes.
That's horrible.
It's so dangerous. It's so afraid. No, you know, it's a funny thing. They were concerned about us having some prejudice against oil companies, and I can tell you that's categorically not true. And besides, if we had a problem with oil companies, why would we have spent the entire film driving around in a gas-guzzling Rolls Royce?
He's got a point.
It's almost as laughable as accusing Fox News as, being news.
Boy, that's going to be all over the internet. You are in such deep water.
Yeah, if they take what I say seriously, they got a real big problem.
There was one happy meeting of the Muppets and members of Fox News Network, and hopefully there will be many more like it.
Welcome back. You know, with so many public figures rushing to secure their place in the White House, one has to wonder, who's next?
Yeah, I think we're going to be surprised at this. Our next two guests have been pop culture icons since the 1970s. They haven't even aged a day. Could one of them be the next Green Party candidate?
One of them is.
Oh, please welcome Kermit the Frog.
That's cute. That's cute.
I like that. Can I use that?
And Fozzie's there.
Yes. Good morning.
Uh-huh.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Nice to see you again.
Hi, Gretchen.
Thanks for wearing my color.
Oh, look at that. Listen, look what you got on. You're all teal.
Exactly. Very close. Fozzie, I don't mean to leave you out.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'll just be over here.
Actually, Fozzie, right. You're the color of our curvy couch. So anytime
really?
You want to stick around and...
Yeah,
you
can oh, that is nice,
it
too.
Is nice.
He's just trying to make you feel better.
Yeah, it looks like one of my relatives.
You look like a sofa.
Uh-huh.
So, Kermit, so many barriers were broken with this past election.
Truly,
you could run for office in 2012.
Yes, and that was two trulies and two yeses. I learned that on Sesame.
Yeah.
Yes, well, you know, I am also a creature of color. So this certainly does mean something to me as a creature of color. Mm-hmm. But I think as an amphibian American, I'm not really eligible to get into politics.
You were born in the U.S.
You could do it.
You think?
Absolutely.
You do. You're 35? You've got to be 35 to be president. I'm a human.
Yeah, I'm considerably older than that, actually.
Yeah.
I've been in show business about, believe it or not, 55 years.
Holy cow.
It's scary. That's true.
Well, entertaining so many kids, and now kids have a way of actually...
You don't look that
well,
old.
Getting your replica. They
well,
can go
of.
To F.L. Schwartz. What's that all about?
Well, there are these guys called the Whatnots. You know the Whatnots.
Sure. Oh, yeah. They are so much fun.
They are all those background characters you see in all of our big musical numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
And now people can go to FAO. There's one now. You can go to FAO Schwartz, or actually it's Schwartz, I understand. I always say Schwartz.
Okay. No
cheating. And you can build your very own Whatnot. You pick out the eyes and the hair and the color.
Oh, it's
terrific. I think we're going to demonstrate it for you. I think we have a Whatnot here.
Well, actually, we don't. I left it at home.
Well, how are we going to show
it? I'm sorry. I took it home. It was so much fun. I wanted to play with it.
Okay.
You know what? I got an idea.
Okay.
I got an idea. Stay right there. Stay right there.
This could be scary.
Kermit, this is going to be good.
Totally
yeah, come
plan.
Over
what,
here.
What are you,
come over here.
You're trying to give a
you're
frog an orange nose.
I can't get it on you.
Fuzzy.
I actually saw this at FAO.
It's a nose. It's a nose, people.
Let me see.
Can you do it?
Steve, you put it on.
Thank you.
Hold still.
Press hard. Oh, that's
there
nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, do you have anything else to put on it?
Yeah, here. Help me out.
Okay,
I'll help you out with the hair. There we go. No, actually, you can do this, because I went to FAO Shore, Steve. And you can make your own Muppet. You can.
I don't think I like this very much.
You look like you're in the frog protection relocation
program. It's a funny thing. I could actually, you do this, and you start wanting to act differently.
Like maybe I could talk like this now, you know?
Don't do that. I don't like that voice.
Fuzzy, could you take the nose and the hair off so
I can be myself? Where is Comet? Bring back Comet!
There he is.
I don't know.
There you are.
I don't know what happened. I changed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kermit and Fozzie Bear in our studio.
Thank you.
People would like more information about the whatnots and building your own at home, go to Schwarz.com.
That's FAO, right. I think. FAO.
Well, FAO's pretty close.
All right.
FAO. FAO.
FAO.com.
Google them.
You'll find
whatever.
Them.
Whatever.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ed. Nice to see
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thanks for Ray Teal.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, guys.
Before the closing clips, we take you now
to Kermit the Frog with another fast-breaking news story.
Hi, all. This is Kermit the Frog outside the cottage of Red Riding Hood grandmother's cottage. And we're expecting Little Red Riding Hood any moment now, and she'll be bringing with her her very famous basket of goodies. Now, we are hoping for an exclusive inside look at that basket of goodies, and we're going to find out what's inside the basket. I think she's coming now. Excuse me?
Oh, Big Bad Wolf!
What?
Big Bad Wolf!
Where?
Big
what?
Bad...
Oh!
Wait, you're not Big Bad Wolf.
Of course not.
You're the Dull Green Frog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a relief. Wait, you sure you're not Wolf and Frog Plodding?
Positive. I'm Kermit the Frog, Sesame Street News. Now, how about giving our audience an inside peek at what's inside that goodie basket?
Hmm? Yeah, for Sesame Street News?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. Because she's not feeling too good, me grandmother.
Yes,
yeah. So me bring lots of goodies to get well by, okay? See,
let me
show you.
This is an exciting moment, folks, as Little Red Riding Hood prepares to reveal what's inside the goodie basket.
Who are you talking to?
Never you mind. Just show us what's inside the goodie basket.
Oh, yeah, yeah. These goodies to help get Grandma well.
Mm-hmm.
First goodie is strawberry twirl cookie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Second goodie is cinnamon crisp cookie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got the banana whip cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And then maple walnut cookie. I'll make Grandma real well. Yeah.
That's it? That's everything in your goodie basket?
You expecting something else, Frog?
Well, actually, yes.
Well, that's it, what?
Chicken soup.
Chicken soup?
Sure. Didn't you say your granny's not feeling well?
Yeah.
Oh, when people are sick, they want healthy things, like chicken soup and fresh vegetables and fruit. They don't want cookies.
You sure granny not want cookie? Well, we take care of that.
Well, Little Red Riding Hood, you certainly took care of the cookie problem.
Yeah.
But now you don't have any goodies to give to your granny. What are you going to do about that?
Me go to Fairyland Food Mart and get real goodies. Oranges and chicken soup and whole wheat toast and alfalfa sprouts.
Good.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, me hope me not meet Big Bad Wolf. Oh.
She certainly seems to have a thing about wolves. But while we're waiting for Little Red Riding Hood to return, perhaps we can do a story on her grandmother. I understand she's a real sweetheart of a granny. She sounds awfully sweet, too. It's Kermit the Frog of Sesame Street News. On the other hand, let's forget the granny story.
Who was that?
Oh, just some frog from Sesame Street News. Now you get back in bed, Granny. You're sick.
Okay, Dr. Wolf.
We take you now to Kermit the Frog with another fast-breaking news story.
Is this microphone? Oh,
Oh, hi all, this is Kermit the Frog of Sesame Street News, and today I am standing at the base of the tower where the Princess Rapunzel is being held prisoner by the Wicked Witch.
Get me out of here!
Now that, as you can probably tell, is the Princess Rapunzel. Now you can tell that's Rapunzel because she has such fantastically long hair. Now the Princess Rapunzel has the longest hair in the entire kingdom. And today, we're awaiting the arrival of Prince Charming, who's due to rescue her at any instant. Matter of fact, I think I hear a horse approaching now.
Easy, big fellow.
That sort of looks like it might be Prince Charming.
All right.
Sounds like his horse will...
Sit, boy. Good boy.
See if this is him. Yes, that really looks like Prince Charming. Pardon me, sir. Can you tell me, are you really indeed Prince Charming?
Of course.
Yes, and you're here to rescue the Princess Rapunzel, is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Where is she?
She's right up in the tower there.
My love!
Isn't that beautiful? Pardon me, Prince. Can you tell me, do you have a plan to rescue this Princess Rapunzel?
Yes.
Would you mind telling us what your plan is?
Yes.
You do mind. You won't tell us.
Go away.
Well, okay. I see he does not want to divulge the plan, but we'll just find out.
Please.
Of course, Prince. Certainly. Carry on. Go right ahead. We'll just talk very quietly.
Please.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Rapunzel, let down your hair.
Aha. See, that's what the plan is. He's asking the princess to lower her hair, and she's probably going to let her hair down, and then the prince will climb up the hair and
Frog.
Affect the rescue.
Frog.
Right, sorry. Carry on. Don't mean to interrupt there.
Rapunzel, let down your hair.
What? What'd you say? I can't hear you. Can you talk louder?
Rapunzel, let down your hair.
My what? Let down my what? I still can't hear you. Can you talk louder?
Rapunzel, let down your hair.
My hair?
Your hair, yes.
You want me to let down my hair?
You got it down here.
Oh, okay.
Your hair.
Yeah, sure.
Now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, where are you going? What about my hair?
I'll leave it with the frog!
But wait a second.
He's right there!
I don't think this is the way the story is supposed to... Listen, this is Kermit the Frog of Sesame Street News, returning you now to your regularly scheduled program.
I lost my horse.
He was over there.
Where's my horsey? Horsey! Oh, hey, boy!
Listen,
I've lost my horsey.
Can you just head on back?
I've lost my horsey!
Can
we
cut? Can we get out of here? I think this whole thing is kind of falling to pieces.
Why?
I forgot.
Oh!